Earlier this year, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources proposed changes to the state's flood control policy that would loosen restrictions on raising levees. Environmentalists and some residents are concerned that if the amendments are approved, it will put communities along the Mississippi River at greater risk of being flooded. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports.
Nancy Guyton and her husband farm in Oneida, a small town on the Missouri side of the Mississippi River. Their farm endured major floods in 1993 and 2008, but especially since 2008, she's noticed more flooding.
We've had more experiences than we should. Something is very wrong.
Scientific studies say that climate change is causing more frequent floods in the Midwest, but Guyton believes there's a bigger culprit behind the rising Mississippi, high levees.
But see, it's just a bit overwhelming. It would take a lot of river to go over these.
Guyton is standing on a section of the Sny Island levee system that's located across the river and upstream from her farm. That system stretches about 60 miles long from Quincy down to Bellevue, protecting mostly farmland. It's the largest levee system in the Army Corps of Engineers Rock Island District. The federal agency released a survey this year that showed that 40% of levees in the Rock Island District have been built higher than they're supposed to be. It found portions of the Sny to be 2 or 3 feet higher than the authorized level. Since the late 1990s, the Sny Island Levee and Drainage District has been building its levees up to protect against 100-year floods, which have a 1% chance of happening in any given year. But the Illinois Department of Natural Resources is proposing new policy changes that could make it legal to add height to large levees. State regulators released draft amendments this year that would do away with requirements to obtain permits for changes made to levees that provide protection against 100-year or worse floods. Drainage districts build up levees and flood walls to protect what's behind them. Mike Reed is the superintendent for the Sny District, and he says that his district's levees are crucial to keep farmland, interstates, industry, and residents from being flooded. When the heavy rains in December 2015 happened,
we had over 15,000 acres underwater here in the Sny. And that water, without the Sny, all of that flood water would have run directly into the river.
Reed also denies that the Sny levees are higher than what the Corps authorized. Researchers say that raising levees will cause water levels to rise and make flooding worse. Nicholas Pinter is a geologist at the University of California, Davis.
You know, it's like an 8-lane highway, and you're constricting the water to a single lane. So it's inevitable that things get clogged up.
The Illinois DNR's proposed amendments are an attempt to bring the state's flood control policy in line with other states that border the Mississippi. The rules in Illinois are pretty strict. Development in the floodplain can't increase the flood stage, the level at which water will overflow the riverbanks, by more than a tenth of a foot. In Missouri, it can't be increased by more than a foot. But the reason elevations are regulated is to avoid levee wars, in which a high levee on one side of the river encourages people on the other side to build even higher levees to fend off floodwaters that get pushed in their direction. Scott Whitney is the flood risk manager for the Corps' Rock Island District.
Because it often comes at a cost or an expense to somebody else, you know, in terms of the impacts potentially moving across the river, down the river, or up the river.
So environmentalists like Olivia Dorothy at American Rivers worry that if Illinois loosens regulations on high levees, that could have dangerous results as major flood events become more common.
You know, we need to be looking at strategies that, like, drive that flood elevation down instead of pushing it higher and higher up and creating a greater risk for people that are living behind levee and people that are living in neighboring communities.
It's unclear when Illinois lawmakers will decide on the proposed policy changes. The Corps plans to release a report this September that could shed light on how levees and other structures are contributing to floods along the Mississippi. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.